Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It is easy to leave a burning building when it is on fire. But what if that building contains the very thing that gives you life, excitement, peace, joy, courage, and wonder? Will you be an agent of change, or do nothing and eventually leave? If you work in Catholic ministry, business, or education, and need quality content on your website or social media pages, contact The Simple Catholic for copywriting services at thesimplecatholic.blog and click on the writing services page for more information. The Church Militant needs soldiers against the enemy. Enlist The Simple Catholic in this fight for the truth. Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
In this week's special audio cast, we've got Lino Rulli, the Catholic guy. Is he really that Catholic? Sit back and...
1, 2, 3, listen.
If you're willing to talk, Father Leo is willing to listen. Get ready for a deliciously deep discussion of Shoot the Shiitake with Father Leo.
And welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake with me, your host, Father Leo. And this week, I have the pleasure of turning the roles in reverse, and I get a chance to interview the very popular Lino Rulli of the Catholic channel, SiriusXM 129, the host of the Catholic Guy show. And he's just going to tell me what it's like to be on the forefront of being the Catholic guy. He's not even a priest, but he is in the mix with all these priests. Very interesting deep dish conversation, and we're going to be bringing this to you, brought to you by SelectInternationalTours.com. They have a passion for pilgrimages and compassion for pilgrims, and so we're going to be right back with more deep dish discussion with Lino Rulli, the Catholic guy, in just a moment. And now, welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake for a deep dish discussion. We've got Lino Rulli of the Catholic Guy. Lino, thank you for joining me.
Actually, I had no choice, Father.
You had no choice whatsoever. I paid for your breakfast.
Can you give the context to why I'm doing this show? What is this? What am I doing?
You're doing this because you are a radio host. You have me on your very popular show. I mean, do you even know how many people listen to your show? How would you even know that people care?
I know people don't care. You've just asked two different questions.
I did.
How many people listen and how many care?
Because like ratings are a big deal, at least in the media world, and you're kind of steeped into it.
Kind of. Gee, thanks, Father Lee.
No, you're very into it.
20 years in broadcasting, I'm kind of in it.
But Catholic media,
sucks.
I'd love to hear.
It sucks.
It's a different beast, but it shouldn't be.
Oh, it's a different beast, okay. Yeah, that's a nice way to say it.
It is. I mean, like, we get away with doing horrible Catholic media. It would never make it on any other network that people actually watch.
And that's just this podcast.
That's pretty much it. That's why I have you on. So as far as your experience, I just want to get to know a little bit more about you. Even though we've been friends for a very long time, people always ask, how do you get along? How are you friends with this guy when you're kind of a rogue-ish individual, but so am I, to
Thank
some
you.
Degree. How did you get involved in quote-unquote Catholic media?
Horrible, horrible luck. There's no other explanation to what on earth happened.
Sin did you commit
to get... Job had an easier gig. Lot's wife looks at me and goes, geez, I only got turned into a pillar of salt.
Is it because you're funny? Honestly, because you are kind of funny.
Well, kind of. There's that kind of again. I think we have to use our words more carefully.
You are, but you would never call yourself a comedian, would you?
No, I'm not a comedian.
But you're funny.
Thank you.
So maybe is it because you were an entertainer that you got involved in Catholic media? Seriously, was it your faith that you were like, I really want to do something good for the Catholic Church?
Yes, and I used that voice when I did it.
I know exactly.
I'll do my best to explain it, and I always loved media. I always loved broadcasting. Mm. Television was my passion, which of course makes perfect sense. I ended up in radio for the last 13 years. But television was my passion. One of the cruelest jokes in life, at least that I've learned, and I've talked a lot about this in therapy, I've talked a lot about this on my radio show, was God puts these passions in your life, I believe, I've only learned later in life. And by doing so, he's like, this is what I built you for. You don't just happen to love music or art or TV or cooking or whatever. There's a reason I gave you these passions and loves in the first place, to make you the full person that I wanted you to be and to serve me with those passions.
So no need to be humble here with this question. People can have a passion for, say, football, but they don't have the skill set or the talent to be a football player. You believe you have that talent. I believe you do. I'm just letting you know right now. So I'm not trying to blow smoke up your, you know, whatever you're wearing, but you do you believe that you've got the skill set? And what would be some of those skills that would make you good for media?
All right. So do I believe so? Yes, but it doesn't matter what a person believes.
Well,
you can believe Jesus is God. You can believe Jesus isn't God. It doesn't change the actual facts.
Sure.
Period. You can believe Jesus never existed. Well, he did.
Yeah.
I believe he didn't. Okay. Doesn't change historical facts.
Yep.
When I, just getting real back real quick, growing up, I just loved TV. Did I know I would be any good at it? Did I know I'd be an entertainer? No. So now when you ask, do I have the skill set? And here's that I would say the marketplace decides. And this is my biggest critique and challenge with not just Catholic media.
I'm loving this.
But with all religious media.
Keep going.
The marketplace will decide. So I've had a career in broadcasting. In other words, people have paid me for 21 years. Now, does that mean I'm any good? I mean, I suppose, you know, it doesn't mean I'm good, but the marketplace has decided that whether it was when I was working for CBS or when I was working for the Food Network, which I know turns you on a little bit more than a network like CBS.
Leave me alone. Don't touch me.
Well, ESPN2.
So you've had experiences in all of these networks.
All of these people, PBS, boy, they're cheap. But all these people who pay me.
Brought to you by PBS.
Your new sponsor. That doesn't mean I'm good, but it does mean at least
you are marketable.
I have some skill set that I can say, and a challenge that I have given to my friends who work for the church is, and I'm talking about this in media and not. It's like, hey, I've got a popular video series. Oh, yeah? Now, do you have any on-camera experience? No.
Mm.
So then how did you do this? Oh, I raised money from donors.
Well, you know,
okay. And by the way, donors, not a bad thing.
Sure.
But if you...
It's not the market.
But that'd be like if I just decided I'm a singer and I put out an album. I can't actually sing. I mean, I can, but I suck.
Well, we'll give it a try in the second half.
No, thanks. So if I... but if I just ask people to give me money...
Yeah.
To put out an album. Yeah, you can make the argument the marketplace decided, but not really. A singer knows Lino Rulli can't sing.
Sure, sure.
I can't sing. Just because I ask people to give me money and I sing an Ave Maria doesn't mean I'm really...
Yeah, people might give it to you because you are bad at it. I mean, it's like literally. Like we know that some people give money as Patreon subscribers and supporters to just... idiocy.
Yeah.
Oh, just
yeah.
To promote idiocy.
I'm going to start a new Patreon idiocy podcast, by the way, and I'm hoping my followers will give me money.
And people would in today's market because there is almost like a market for craziness.
Yeah.
But you take your crap pretty seriously. Again, we've been friends for a long time. We've had very deep discussions about like the state of Catholic media. And you sometimes do it on your own show, which, by the way, and I'm sure my listeners would know, it's on SiriusXM 129, 4 to 6, weekday. You sometimes complain about Catholic media. I want to just hear what are some of these complaints.
Oh, yeah, well, this will win me friends, won't it?
Well, I mean, in the way you don't even care, because you still believe you have a mission.
Yes, but I do care.
You do care.
Well, let me say it in several ways. First of all, I talk for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to hurt people's feelings. I don't ever want to be a mean person.
I never thought you were mean.
Yep. Thank you. That's weird.
Honest.
Honest. And so I want to start with that. But I think, secondly, the critique I would have, professionally speaking,
yeah,
of Catholic media is you might have good, well-intentioned people.
Sure.
Who just shouldn't be doing what they're doing. And in fact, going back to what I was talking about when it comes to passion, God might have had a better plan for them.
Mm.
Either not in front of a camera, not behind a microphone, not running, not a manager in certain positions of which the skill set isn't there, even if the good-hearted Catholic intentions are. And, you know, the fact is, for some reason, Catholic media is this weird thing where you go, do you have any experience in broadcasting? No, I have a degree. Okay, let's hire you. But nobody would ever hire me as an architect when you're building a new sure. church. Nobody's like, hey, Lino's a really good guy.
I think you're right.
He has a master's degree in theology. He loves the churches of Rome. And, you know, and I do. I love the churches of Rome. That doesn't mean I can actually help you build a church.
Sure.
But if you let me, it will fail. And if you give me money, you can call me an architect and the building will collapse. But if you give the money, because Lino's a practicing Catholic with a master's degree in theology and does love beautiful churches, I think that is the flaw of, and again, it's not just Catholic media, most Christian media. There's exceptions.
No, but you're making a lot of sense because it does require discernment. But I think a reason why a lot of people get involved in quote unquote Catholic media is because they do love media. And it seems that Catholic media is an easy way to get into it. How does someone, I'm being very honest with you. How does someone discern that? And I'm asking almost like a spiritual question here.
That's difficult.
It is very difficult. That's why I'm asking you,
we
dude.
Do not have the mechanism that American Idol or talent shows.
Oh my gosh, I just had this idea.
Oh no, I've had this idea for a long time. The problem is somebody's passionate about it.
Correct.
You know, I was passionate. The fact of the matter is, Father Leo, I was passionate about broadcasting and I was passionate about the church. I didn't know if I'd be any good at anything until somebody paid me. And I'll give you an example. I worked in television for many years and won some awards, was executive producing a documentary for CBS. I had just signed a contract to produce another documentary for CBS when, a little more than 13 years ago, then Sirius Satellite Radio, now Sirius XM, was coming up with something called the Catholic Channel. And they wanted to hire me as a program director. In the meeting, the number three at the company at the time said, you know what, Lino? We need you on the air. I go, I've never hosted a radio show. How would I host a radio show? That's a completely different medium.
So you were being hired to do kind of executive administrative work and somebody recognized something in you.
Yes. He said, you're the type of guy, you can hold court at a table. You can hold that. He said a bar because that's more typical.
That's where you were.
Where people find me. But he said, you can hold court. I go, what does that mean? He goes, you can hold court. You have an opinion. People want to hear what you have to say. I'm like, not my friends.
actually saw something in you, and these were not Catholics probably, right?
No.
So these were just professionals in the industry, and they saw something in you. And yet now we've kind of taken people who aren't professionals but are in positions of power, kind of hiring people who might not be that good.
Right. And by the way, and I had to learn, and I'm not pretending even 13 years into this gig.
13 years.
I've been in radio now 13 years. It doesn't even mean I'm good at it yet. I am still learning and I'm still working, but I do treat it as a craft and I have since day one.
So how do you learn? What are you doing to learn? The reason why I'm asking this is because in a roundabout subliminal way, I'm helping other people who might envy you and want your job.
Oh, good. So somebody's going to take my job? This is a great position to be in. Hey, kids, here's your pal Lino, soon to be unemployed because Father Leo's going to screw my career.
No, and more importantly, because I think we have to, in a way, help people to, you know, we have to transmit to the next generation.
Right.
You know, that, I mean, that's just the reality. But we still don't have, and you called it, that mechanism to help people to get good at something.
So what I did was take the most successful radio broadcasters, in my opinion, and the ratings flesh this out.
Sure.
Howard Stern and the guy who hired me at Sirius had hired Howard the year before. And I'm not making a correlation. I'm just saying this guy knew radio.
Sure.
So people don't like Howard Stern. They like Howard Stern. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I couldn't care less.
Successful broadcaster.
He is.
Now, in the same way that the churches of old would learn from the architects that preceded them.
Masters, yeah.
You go, well, hey, let's see. How was that building built?
Sure.
Oh, but that's a pagan building. Doesn't matter. I need to learn how the Pantheon in Rome was built to understand how to build a dome.
So what did Howard do that you were able to learn from? What were some of the things that he was able to teach you?
I sat with a notebook every day and just listened to the show, and I wrote notes down. Did he interrupt guests? When did he interrupt?
What do you mean?
How did he change topics? How did he have flow?
Sure.
When did he know to move on to something else? How often did he take calls? How often did he reset? And by reset, I mean, oftentimes this is a podcast, so I don't have to reset. Do this.
Exactly. I did it for the first few podcasts, and I realized, why am I doing radio on a podcast? It's like resetting is was like, hey, and we're here with Lino Rulli here on Shoot the Shiitake with Father Leo.
Right, yeah, but you don't ridiculous. Have to do that because people already know the premise.
Exactly.
And then I learned ways to reset that. Public radio, for instance, will always do every 2-3 minutes, I'm so-and-so, you're listening to such-and-such, my guest today is such-and-such.
So how long did it take you to, quote-unquote, learn these techniques? Because that's what they are.
Yeah, I am a fan of Malcolm Gladwell and his idea that it takes a person 10,000 hours to become a, quote-unquote, expert in anything.
Wow.
To me, I go, yep, that makes perfect sense. That's what a priest, when in his homilies, that's what a broadcaster, sure. a pianist, a hockey player... It takes about 10,000 hours, and I noticed it in my own career, though I was on the radio for years, I noticed a shift when I reached around 10,000 hours on the air.
Huh.
Interesting. I'm starting to, doesn't mean I got it.
Sure.
Starting to understand.
You sound a lot more humble right now than you might come across on your radio show.
Well, something I learned in radio, Father Leo, is that you need to not only have an opinion, you have to be confident in that opinion.
Kinda.
Or people don't care. Why am I listening to you? I could just be listening to my neighbor yell about things. The worst thing you can do, I learned in radio, was be unsure. Hey, I was wondering. Huh. Hey, what do you think? wait a second.
But some people would call that cocky, you know, and like this cocky and this almost quote unquote prideful. How do you kind of reconcile that for yourself? Because I know you can't convince listeners. I mean, like you might be able to, but for yourself to keep doing what you're doing, to say, I got to sound confident, but really it's just me being humble. And people think that's an oxymoron, but it's not.
I say it on the air.
Yeah.
I break down the fourth wall, I'm not going to break down the fourth wall every 5 minutes.
What's the fourth wall?
The fourth wall is, how do I explain the fourth wall, especially in radio?
Well, what's the first three?
The fourth wall, let's say if you're watching a TV show.
Okay.
There are three walls, right?
Okay.
In a studio.
Oh, in a studio, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a fourth wall. The fourth wall is the camera.
It's you, yeah.
Right? Because right, yeah. Okay. So that probably is way too inside television.
It might be.
To explain. The fourth wall is what's behind me. I'm now going to tell you, if you're in a home that has four walls, you're in a room with four walls.
Like, okay, yep.
That fourth wall being broken down, I just let you in on... what's really going on. So on a regular basis, I will, even if I don't know something, I will say, hey, I got to break down the fourth wall here. I know in radio, I shouldn't tell you I don't know.
Mm.
I'll tell you the truth. I don't know.
Okay. Well, knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's me knocking on your fourth wall. All right? And when we come back, I actually want to get inside and just get into you a little bit more personally.
Yeah,
and
you sound like my proctologist now.
Ew. Okay, well, I'll get my gloves. And when we return, more Shoot the Shiitake with the infamous and famous Lino Rulli. We'll be back in just a moment. We hope you're enjoying this deep dish discussion with me, Father Leo, on Shoot the Shiitake. And if you are enjoying this and want to support our mission and our ministry to bring about conversions through honest, deep, felt conversations, then support us on patreon.com/FatherLeoFeeds, and you will be a premium subscriber receiving amazing inside scoop information as well as particular content just for you. Remember, support us at patreon.com/FatherLeoFeeds. And welcome back for this second part of the deep dish discussion. Lino Rulli, in the previous segment, we were talking about just breaking down this fourth wall and getting to know you. And you do a little bit of revelation, actually quite a bit, on your show. You're talking about your family life, you know, your, I don't want to call it manic fits, but like what frustrates you. You're very honest. And you even talk about therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me about that. Does that make you feel vulnerable or does that make you feel more secure?
We were talking about Howard Stern in the previous segment.
Correct.
And in addition to mechanics and formatting and rules of radio, and I realized
there are.
Yeah, most people, myself included, thought, well, what a good gig. You just talk.
Oh, gosh, no. It's very difficult.
In addition to learning all about that, and I understand, again, that not everybody likes Howard Stern.
Sure.
This is not a question of do you like or not.
I agree.
And...
I know that freaks a lot of Catholics out that, oh gosh, I can't believe you're emulating someone who is so unrepresentative of the Catholic faith. I'm like, well, he's not trying to represent the Catholic faith.
Controversial. And yeah. In fact, I remember this years ago, the New York Times, failing New York Times, was nice enough to write.
Hashtag huge.
And CNN's ratings are very bad. But that's really not the topic. It just feels like we're obligated as
Americans. Talk about America here.
To make fun of CNN for no apparent
MAGA
reason.
MAGA hat wearing Lino Ruli.
I don't care. Why not? The New York Times, a decade ago now, who knows? Yeah. The Sunday Times wrote a very nice article about me and the Catholic Channel.
Interesting.
And at one point, they compared me to Howard Stern.
Yes, they did.
And said,
I remember this.
Lino Ruli is, he's like a broadcaster like Howard Stern, except guilt-ridden and confession-going.
How funny.
And I saw that as the nicest thing you could say, as a that you're complimenting me because you're saying one of the most successful broadcasters in history. You'd compare me to?
That's kind of a compliment.
It's the greatest compliment.
Yeah.
Now, and a lot of people in the Catholic world, and in fact, even I would lose speaking gigs. I don't do speaking gigs anymore anyway.
Sure.
Well, we don't want you to be connected to the, you know, the New York Times is very liberal, and how you could be compared to Howard Stern. Huh. Like, guys, this is, I don't understand. That'd be like saying if I'm a female singer and you compared me to Madonna and you go, well, I don't like Madonna. And I go, I don't either. I don't like her music. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But she's successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't like a single Madonna song. But for me to say just because I don't like her songs that she's not successful.
Sure. It's like guilt by association, but that's just a fallacy. It's fallacious thinking.
Yeah.
Lack of critical thinking, but that's another story.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that I understand the people in your audience will be like, whatever.
So, but like, to the point is, like, you have no trouble expressing your vulnerability and like, your personal life and such. And I do think that it endears people to get to know you, even though you don't know who they are.
And my point is, so I was trying to answer your question.
Yeah.
I wasn't filibustering.
No, I know.
Something I learned from Howard was his openness. He talked about everything from his sex life to his deep, deep insecurities, and he let people in. And something, again, not trying to be overly critical of Catholic media or Catholic personalities or Catholic speakers or whatever.
Sure.
What I found, and I believe to this day, and if I'm wrong, oh well, but what I've found is that there's an amount of information, but not an amount of transparency. And I think you don't have to look far to see that our church leaders haven't been overly transparent in the past 50 years.
Are we bringing this up?
Well, no, the thing is we don't have to. It's sure. Just so obvious.
It's obvious. It's very obvious.
That I can allude to it and everybody shakes their head going, right. I've found a ton of people will say, oh, well, confession. Here's why the sacrament of reconciliation is important. And here's the biblical backing to it. And
sure. It's a lot of information.
I go and I confess my sins and what I never heard, and again, this is not bragging, this is something that I thought was lacking, was I'd never heard somebody in a public forum talk about the fact that not only do they go to confession, but they hate to go to confession.
Sure.
I like absolution.
Yeah.
You got to be a mental patient to like going to confession. And you have to be a mental patient to not like absolution and to not have your sins forgiven.
Sure.
But I never heard anybody say, hey, Father Leo, I commit the sin of lust all the time. I commit the sin of pride all the time. I don't hear people talking about their actual sins.
So to your brand, you are just a Catholic guy talking about Catholic stuff.
Right. Because
I mean, that's just your brand.
Sometimes I get drunk and I'm too hungover to go to Mass on Sunday.
Yep. That's going to drive, quote unquote, some Catholics berserk because it's like you're extolling sinfulness and, you know, abuse of alcohol.
Well, yes.
And so they'll go because they think that Catholics need to be 100%, I don't know, perfect all the time. So let me ask you, what's your...
But just for the record, in case there's dumb people listening, and I found when it comes to religious media that they certainly seem to be there.
They are, yep.
And of course, there's dumb people everywhere.
Sure.
And I'm one of them. I'm on your show. I'm not promoting...
You're loving this.
...getting drunk and missing Mass.
Sure, of course you're
in
not.
In my vulnerability, I've come to the point where I've decided, instead of just saying I'm a sinner, I will tell you my sin. And you don't have to tell me your sin, but maybe you'll feel a little better if some guy on a national radio show just admitted my goal wasn't to get drunk Saturday night and
sure.
be so hungover.
Because
nobody's
that.
That's not my goal.
I get that. There's right. a lot of people who don't. So let me just ask you some real basic questions, things you've probably answered a billion times. What do you love about this job? About you're almost sounding like a calling, like a vocation. I mean, what gives you this sense of fulfillment to want to do it? Because really it can be a pain in the butt.
I don't know if it's never not.
But why do you keep doing it then?
I do feel, for whatever reason, and is God calling me to it? I don't know. This is my passion. Mm. I've had other opportunities, and I know a lot of people in religious media say they have, and
they really don't.
Lying. Because it makes them sound more pious.
Sure.
I've had other opportunities with more notoriety, more profitability, and perhaps stupidly discerned incorrectly to stay, because I do think it's fun. And as much as like I screw around on the radio and I tell jokes and I love making people laugh, just my own experience, if it was only funny and we never made a point, I wouldn't love it. I like making a point. I like telling a story and wrapping it up with a bow that has something to do with faith, because part of it for me, and everybody's doing something different, is to break down the obstacles that you got no more excuses of why you want to go to church. I'm now going to break everything down to get rid of the obstacles. And then if you don't go to church, I really don't care, because my paycheck comes in no matter what. It's not a Ponzi scheme here. It's not a pyramid scheme. I'm getting paid.
I mean, besides the challenges of having people criticize you, and I mean, there's going to be technical challenges as well. It's just the God's honest truth, you know, like trying to find the right people to work with you, to help you manage your brand and your production. Like, what would you change about this experience in Catholic media after doing it for more than a decade? Like, what would you do to, say, improve it for the next generation?
This is really easy.
Okay, good.
Take risks. Nobody wants to take risks.
Like, what does that mean? Because we don't want to overstep our bounds. You know, the Catholic Church still has to come across as a shining example of virtue and stuff. When you take risks, you might expose yourself and your vulnerabilities. People don't want to do that. Is that what you're encouraging?
I mean, take risks in everything.
Mm.
I'll put it this way. I work on a Catholic channel that we air the mass. We have a mass like on
every
the
day.
Radio from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Boy, that's risky. But that's boring. That's not even radio. And I know my bosses will be like, Lino, shut up. Don't say that.
Mm.
That's not radio. That's an insult, quite frankly, to radio. And there are people who like the mass on the radio. Good for you.
Mm.
Boy, is that not creative programming. Now, my boss is, Lino, you let us do what we want. We're the boss. You totally are. I'm sure there's a lot of teenagers out there who love it. Of course I'm being sarcastic. Of course they don't.
Sure.
Because when I say take risks, when I was hired, the Archbishop of New York was by the name of Cardinal Edward Egan.
Yep.
And the Catholic Channel was created by Sirius and is completely paid by a multi-billion dollar company.
Yep.
They're not interested in saving souls. They're interested in
making
subscribers and making money.
Sure. And Catholics are strong in that.
Yeah. But they partner with people. They partner with the NFL. They partnered with Oprah. They partner with
Playboy Channel at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So you partner.
Yeah.
They partnered with somebody in the Catholic world, the Cardinal Egan. And I did my demo shows. And when the demo shows were done, they aired them, they played them, excuse me, for the Cardinal. And he said something that most church leaders won't say, is he said, well, Lino's not my cup of tea. And by the way, all church leaders say that. He said, but I suppose we shouldn't be programming for a 70-some-year-old Cardinal.
Wow.
And the point being,
well, that's actually kind of right.
Right. So then you let me go out and you let me fly. And you let me say things that I regret, and you have guests on that are not going to be the most pious Catholics in the world.
Sure.
And they're not necessarily Catholic at all.
Mm.
And let me make mistakes, but you take the risks so as to create the easiest thing in the world is to talk about what the people on the inside are talking about.
Sure, sure.
And it's not that I'm disinterested in what's going on inside the Vatican or whatever. But that doesn't take a risk.
Has there been a risk that you took that you was like, dang, I think I overstepped. I should have probably not done that.
Yeah. I mean, again, I've been on the air for, I don't even know, 15, 20,000 hours now. There are things you say, there are jokes you tell,
And in this cancel culture, you know, like these days you say something that might offend somebody, even though it's not offensive at all, but someone's offended by it. They'll do everything they can to try to get you off the air. Has that ever happened to you?
It happens to me constantly.
Really?
People write letters, people complain.
And how do you handle that, and how is it dealt with by the upper management?
It really hurts.
Really?
So, of course.
So you have feelings.
Shut up. Yeah, I've got rage and anger towards you right now.
I'm going to give you a hug just to make it feel better.
Well,
like we've been friends for a long time, and so I can say this kind of stuff to you, but I'm actually getting a little bit more insight into not your talent, but your experience and your knowledge, and this is going to hopefully help some people.
But it really, really hurts.
It does hurt.
It really hurts.
I know that,
and
personally.
When somebody writes a letter and complains, and when people say, oh, we should, you know, we take Lino off the air, he needs to get fired. I'm like, wait, I'm a man, I have a family, I like health insurance.
Sure.
I'm trying to do some good in the world. Okay, you don't like me?
They don't act very Christian.
It's like, that's crazy. So what should I do? And by the way, here's what I think, this is probably what pisses me off more than anything.
Yeah.
Is, okay, I run a pizza shop. You want seafood. Now you're coming in and telling me and all my customers, you guys go screw yourselves. You don't like pizza. Everybody should be eating seafood.
Sure.
And I go, wait. I like shrimp. But this is a pizza joint. And
sure.
What about the people who do like eating pizza? No, they're wrong.
I mean,
you want me to be fired so that the people who do enjoy, and I'm not going to do what everybody does in the religious world of, oh, how many people have come back to the church and how many.
Oh, people love that. But I mean, you do have statistics. I mean, people invite you to their confirmation and their RCIA because they've converted and stuff like that.
Every year, for instance, I do a bit on the show.
Sure.
Where a teenage kid just wants me to be their confirmation sponsor.
Sure.
That means I got teenagers
listening to
so interested in a Catholic radio show.
Yep. So you might not be Cardinal Egan's cup of tea, but you are to a very, a wide audience.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, like, okay, so as we're kind of coming to a close, and I could talk for hours on this stuff, and maybe I'll just have to have you back on for...
You've been telling me I'm going to come on this podcast forever.
Shut up. Listen, we have such difficulty connecting. I mean, you live in New York, I live in Baltimore, but we're always in a million miles different directions.
You got all these dopey guests on all the time. You never even invited me on. This is ridiculous. I've seen this forever, this Father Leo's got all these guests on.
Well, because usually I don't interview Catholics.
I'm barely Catholic.
Well, that's a fact.
I mean, the fact that I got a bigger following than a lot of these people that you have on this show, and we've been friends forever. I have you on my show all the time.
Let me tell you.
You never had me on this thing. This is an afterthought, folks. This wasn't even a plan.
It was an afterthought.
What are you talking about? We did my radio show. We had breakfast.
Because most of the stuff we talk about should never be aired publicly.
Father Leo's like, hey, I can kill time with you.
Exactly. What time's your train leave?
So I got a Buddhist monk who canceled. Come on, Leo.
That's true. Actually, thank you for reminding me. I got to put that show on about some Rastafarian guy.
Good.
No, but I've got one last question for you.
I can smoke weed too, you know.
Well, I'm kidding. No, don't even.
Of course I smoke weed. Are you kidding me? I talk about that all the time.
So last question. You're a good friend. I'll do anything I can to help you, but just kind of publicly. How can I, Father Leo, a Catholic priest, how can I help you, Lino Rulli?
Okay. Here's what I would say. You can't.
Oh.
What church leaders need to do, and you're not one, is to... what we all need to do is get out of each other's way,
sure,
if you're in the way, and not block each other from doing something that God might actually be calling us to do. And we had breakfast this morning, and I was telling you a story of some people in Catholic media who have blacklisted me and have decided I can't be a part of anything they do.
Sure.
Okay. A, that hurts. Just because, hey, we're all in this together. B, okay, no problem. I'll do my own thing. But aren't we all better when we're working together? And sure. I mean...
Stronger together.
I don't know if anybody noticed. A lot of people are leaving the church. So
yeah,
it's not a question of... So, but instead of me fighting for my small piece of the pie and saying, if I have a piece of the pie, if Father Leo gets a piece of the pie, then I'm never going to have a piece of the pie. If that's the case, as long as we're fighting with each other...
We don't fight.
Shut up. Devil always wins.
That's true.
And so if I can support you and you can support me...
Well, that's why I asked. What can I do to be of help to you?
And get
you
out
said
of my
nothing.
Way.
Ah,
well,
I see.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not really in your way.
What are you doing? A video of me? What
absolutely.
Is
I'm short.
For the love of God.
So, but I'm not in your way. So how can I help you? And you say, I can't. But I'm like, I could pray for you. And that's what always everyone says. But like, there's got to be more than that.
Here's what we do for each other.
Okay. I'll take it.
I support you. You support me. There are people who perhaps I would take a different approach to television or radio or print than they do.
Yep.
But I should support them. And I don't. And the reason I don't is oftentimes I don't respect their work.
Sure.
But more often than not, I've allowed my own petty feelings to get in the way with all of the hurt they have done to me over the years.
Okay.
And so then we don't support one another because our feelings are in the way.
Yep.
And you do help me. When I say, hey, Father Leo, do you want to come on the radio show? You say, yeah.
Sure.
And you are great at it. And we have a good time,
mm-hmm.
and it makes people's lives better, and they think more positively of Catholic priests, and they see the Catholic faith in a simply real, a different way.
Absolutely.
But a real way, the way you and I regularly hang out.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean that the way I do something is better than other people, but I am so tired of everybody telling me the way they do it is better than me.
Absolutely.
That we put enmity between ourselves. And so what I can do to help you, I don't know, but quit asking for money. And
have I ever asked you for money?
Oh my God, it's all you do.
I love it. Well, why haven't you given them yet?
Start working harder, pal. Get better guests. What the hell am I doing on here?
This is a free show.
It's a good question. I don't have an answer to, but I know that we...
I know. A lot of people struggle with
need
that.
To support each other, yep. And one reason one parish doesn't support the other and one diocese doesn't support the other is we're afraid that piece of the pie is just going to get smaller and smaller, and somebody says something bad about me, and so I say, go screw yourself. I'm not going to say anything nice about you until you decide we can reconcile.
Well, I appreciate the food references about the piece of the pie. I really do appreciate it.
What's your favorite deep dish pizza?
Deep dish pizza?
Yeah, you said deep dish several times here.
Well, it's because it's deep dish concession. So
I get
it's
it. Like Giordano's? What do you like?
Oh, I don't even know. To be honest with you, I'm not a Chicago deep dish aficionado, to be honest with you.
Luminati's? What's it called? Not Luminati.
I have no idea.
I'm a member of that.
All
Luminati.
I know is that I filmed in Chicago a deep dish thing, and I still haven't seen that episode here.
You never had Giordano's?
I probably have. I can't. It was the big, big, big deep dish pizza people in Chicago. I can't remember what they were called, though. Anyway.
Good promotion.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to get out of your way. Let Lino Rulli do his thing. And when I return, I'm going to give you my carryout order. What did I learn from my discussion with Lino Rulli? So we hope you enjoyed this deep dish discussion. Thank you, Lino, for joining me.
It's going to be a short segment, what Father Leo learned.
Absolutely. But we will be back in just a moment. And welcome back to this carryout order for this deep dish discussion after interviewing Lino Rulli and reflecting on what I would call a great conversation. Very honest. A lot of people don't really know public personalities, especially people on the media side of things. What you hear on the radio or see on TV may be something different from who they are in real life. But the fact is, he is a very consistent man. What he is on the radio is exactly how he is in real life. And I think authenticity is something that I've learned. You just gotta be you. You know, we hear this phrase, you do you. And I'm grateful that Cardinal Egan and even now Cardinal Dolan of the Catholic Channel just give him an opportunity to be him. And even though he might not be everyone's cup of tea, you know, guess what? A little bitter herbs of truth every now and then, it's good for the digestion. And more importantly, as a friend, you know, like we don't always agree, but I think that's the beauty. We don't have to compete against each other. I mean, what kind of world and what kind of relationship would it be if everyone just agreed with everyone? You might think that it's peaceful, but it might not always be honest. And so if there's one thing that I've learned is authenticity and is sincerity and honesty, that's a good thing. Again, he might rub me or I might rub him. Well, let's not get crazy about that, but we might get on each other's nerves. But we've been friends for so many years. I continue to learn more about him, and I appreciate the gift that he's bringing to Catholic media and just to Catholics on the media. So I want to thank all of our premium subscribers for supporting us in our conversation. If you want to do that, please do so at patreon.com/FatherLeoFeeds. And of course, thanks to our supporters at selectinternationaltours.com. They handle most of my pilgrimages, and you can learn more at 800-842-4842 or selectinternationaltours.com. And so thanks for listening. And between now and the next time we shoot the shiitake, stay hungry.
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles,
our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.